Frankly, I do not recognize the country you have described in your remarks. My questions to you are the following. Who are they, Ani, in your speech? Is it President Obama? Is it the American foreign policy elite? Is it the American people? Or is what you are describing in the genetic code of the United States in the post-world? And you are saying, in effect, that you can't work with the United States at all or with its closest allies. What would you expect the American response to be to this speech?
First of all, I did not say the United States is a threat to Russia. Like you said, President Obama does consider Russia a threat, but I do not regard the United States as a threat for us. I do believe that the policies of the ruling elite in the United States, if you excuse me this cliché, is erroneous. I am sure it is contrary not only to Russia's interest, it also undermines confidence for the United States, and as such, it actually inflicts damage on the U.S. itself. It undermines its confidence as one of the global leaders, both in the economy and in the world of politics. President Obama mentioned the Islamic State as one other threat. But tell me, who actually initially helped arm the people who were fighting the Assad governments in Syria? Who was the one providing them with a favorable media climate, with a favorable media environment? Who facilitated arms sales to those people? Don't you know who is actually fighting in Syria? It's mercenaries. Do you know that mercenaries are people who fight for money, and they actually fight where money, where the pay is higher? You know, they get certain amounts of money as payment for waging war. They have arms supplied to them, but once they find out that in another country the pay is higher, they will actually migrate there because they're looking for more pay. They managed to gain control of some oil deposits in Iraq or in Syria. They started pumping oil there. Do they have buyers who buy oil from them? Yes, they do. Why aren't sanctions imposed against those buyers? Doesn't the United States know who those people are? Isn't it their own allies who actually buy oil from terrorists? Don't they have the capacity to influence their allies? Or is it that they don't want to influence them? As for American policies, I would love to see people like you heading the Department of State in the U.S., because maybe then we could change the situation. Unless that is possible, I would request you, I would bid you to bring this idea over to the U.S. President or the State Secretary. Tell them that Russia does not seek confrontation. As long as you respect our interests, a lot of the issues between us will be resolved. But that will have to be actual respect, not only ostensible, proclaimed respect.